This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Pope Francis greets tens of thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square to watch him give the Eastern Mass and traditional blessing. This Easter Holy Week, which commemorates the death and resurrection of Christ, is the high point of the Catholic calendar. During the service, the Pope prayed for Jerusalem.
Manifesto viva preoccupazione per gli attacchi di questi ultimi giorni.
He's saying, I express my deep concern at the attacks of recent days that threaten the desired climate of trust and mutual respect needed to resume dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians so that peace may reign in the Holy City and throughout the region. Chinese fighter jets briefly crossed the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait as China began 3 days of drills around Taiwan in anger at President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives in California during a stopover in the United States. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
In the Chinese and Taiwanese capitals, residents reacted to China's move. Wang is from Beijing.
Military exercises are what we should do. It's good to beat Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen to death. Let's take Taiwan with military force. Personally, I think I will join a war against Taiwan, even if I'm just carrying cannon shells.
In Taipei, Liu Qihao said he didn't think the drills would create security concerns for Taiwan and that, quote, everything that China does is to push the limits. China's People's Liberation Army said it had started the combat readiness patrols and joint sword exercises around Taiwan.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Chinese health officials have defended their search for the source of COVID-19 virus and lashed out at the World Health Organization after its leader said Beijing should have shared genetic and other information earlier. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The director of the China Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the WHO comments were offensive and disrespectful. He said Chinese researchers actively shared research results. First human cases were detected in Wuhan in central China in late 2019. The WHO director general said last month newly disclosed genetic material gathered in Wuhan should have been shared 3 years ago. The samples show DNA from raccoon dogs mingled with the virus, bolstering the theory COVID-19 came from animals, not a lab leak. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A 50-year-old man and his 11-year-old daughter were killed after Russian forces struck a residential building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia early on Sunday. Ukraine's state emergency service also reported that a 46-year-old woman, who it described as the wife and mother of the victims, was pulled from the wreckage. The strike was the latest in a series of recent attacks on civilian targets in the region as Moscow's full-scale invasion drags into its second year. North Korea's state news agency says there's been another test of what it describes as an underwater nuclear attack drone. The AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Korean Central News Agency said the drone was put into the sea off the country's east coast on the 4th of April. According to the agency, it traveled around for over 71 hours before detonating its warhead just outside a port also on the east coast. The first test of the underwater drone was reported by North Korea in late March. The news of the drone comes after consistent objections from Pyongyang over joint U.S. and South Korean and Japanese military exercises. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed vowed on Sunday to dismantle regional forces established by some states, warning that law enforcement measures would be taken against any, quote, destructive opposition. The initiative, first announced on Thursday, aims to integrate such forces, which were set up to unilaterally by some states, into the federal army, regional police, or civilian life. These forces have sparked controversy in the past, particularly during the brutal Tigray War, with security officials operating in the Amhara region accused of severe human rights abuses. In golf news, Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.